Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Come closer, brothers, mashallah. On behalf of all the musallis, we want to say jazai khair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all the huffaz, ulama ikram, the qurra that perform the tarawih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our khatmul quran. It is not khatmul quran only, and it is not khatmul ramadan. The quran has been completed and restarted. So we should carry on our recitation, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every letter of the Quran and reward us in this world and the hereafter, and give shifa to all those who are sick, and grant ajr azim to those that participated, and also send the isale sawab to all the marhumin. There is a car obstructing NCW 13840. Make sure that the cars are not parked in anybody's driveway. Make ikram, brothers. We have a nazam by Hafiz Safwan, inshallah. And then we'll have nasiha and dua, inshallah. Come closer, brothers. Jazakumullah.
Allah, 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 Allah. Jab husnat neta unka jalvanuma anwar ka alam kya hoga. Jab husnata unka jalvanuma anwar ka alam kya hoga. Har koi fida hai bin dekhe deedar ka alam kya hoga. Har koi fida hai bin dekhe deedar ka alam kya hoga. Allah, 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 خدمت میں ان کی بو بکر عمر عثمان علی اس وقت رسول اکرم کے دربار کا عالم کیا ہوگا. اس وقت رسول اکرم کے دربار کا عالم کیا ہوگا. Allah, 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 Allah. Chahe to isharon se apni kaya hai palat de duniya ki. Ye shaan hai khidmat karon ki sardar ka alam kya hoga. Ye shaan hai khidmat karon ki sardar ka alam kya hoga. Allah, 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 Allah. Jab shamae risalat roshan ho phir kyun na jale parwana-e dil. Jab shamae risalat roshan ho phir kyun na jale parwana-e dil. Jab rashk-e masiha aa jaye bimar ka alam kya hoga. Jab rashk-e masiha aa jaye bimar ka alam kya hoga. Allah, 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 شام حراب حرم کی جانی کے مینار کا عالم کیا ہوگا محراب حرم کی جانے کے مینار کا عالم کیا ہوگا
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us as a mubarak inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر صدق الله العظيم Respected brothers and elders, it is only the fazal and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah blessed us with the month of Ramadan. The masajid were full, alhamdulillah. The anwarat, the rahmat, the barakat, the beautiful shining faces of the musalli. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us istiqamat after the month of Ramadan. May Allah accept all our taraweeh, our ibadat, our adhkar, our tilawat. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala passed by the masajid. It was the month of Ramadan and the lanterns were burning. The light, the masajid were illuminated by these lanterns, beautiful lamps. And he made a dua for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He said, Nawwar Allahu qabr Umar. May Allah illuminate, brighten the qabr of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Kama nawwara masajidana, like how he brightened our masajid. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it was upon his instruction during his khilafat and that the taraweeh salah was performed in the masjid behind an imam in the jamaat form, like how we see it today. It was through his effort and his instruction, his fikr, that the taraweeh salah continued and the people would come in the night, late night, and perform the taraweeh salah. And because it was dark, they should bring the lanterns, and that brightened the masajid. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala made this dua for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. We also make the dua for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. May Allah brighten his qabr. With a very heavy heart, we have to say that the month of Ramadan is bidding us farewell. As much as the desire is that Ramadan may stay on, how beautiful we felt in this beautiful Ramadan. Our hearts felt so beautiful, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some person making dua, crying, some person in tahajjud, some person in dhikr, people making i'tikaf, somebody in tilawat. Hearts melted in the month of Ramadan. My respected brothers and elders, Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that Ramadan is like a messenger of a king. And this messenger comes to this town, this locality, and he stays with the people, with the citizens of that locality for 1 month. And after the month expires, he goes back to the king, and the king then takes a report back from him. If the people were courteous to him, if they cared for him, if they were hospitable and generous, and they listened to him, then the king will get a good report and he will become very pleased with them. On the contrary, if this messenger gives a bad report, that the people I was sent to, O my king, they did not look after me. They were not generous, they were not courteous, they were not polite, they did not listen to me. How angry the king will become. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيمَ حَرُمَ فِي رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The most wretched person, the unlucky one, is the one who is deprived of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy in this month. Brothers, Allah's mercy is so vast. So vast. Just take a few seconds and ponder over this for the rest of your life. Allah is so merciful, so merciful. An Arabi, a Bedouin, comes to Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gets off his camel, ties his camel, performs salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the namaz was over, he began to say loudly, he made a dua loudly. Allahumma arhamni wa muhammada. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala tushrik fi rahmatina ahada. Oh Allah, make this rahmat only be for me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned round, looked at him, and he said, that you have confined, you have restricted the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is so wasi', so spacious, so vast. Hazarta rahmatan wasi'ah. You have confined Allah's mercy. Why are you making dua only that Allah's mercy must be upon you and myself? Allah's mercy is upon every person. Allah has only sent down 1% of His mercy. There are 100 parts of Allah's mercy. 99 parts, 99% He has kept by Him. Only 1% He has sent into this world. And Rasulullah explained that that is the mercy we see when a mother has, that a mother has for her child, a parent has for his child, even the animals have for their children, fellow human beings have for one another. We see he has a very merciful heart. He's very merciful, he's very kind, he's forgiving. This is the mercy we see in the world that is prevalent. 99% mercy Allah is still kept back by him, which Allah will shower on the day of Qiyamah. Allah is so full of mercy and forgiveness. Allah is so compassionate, loving, caring. Brothers, we have barely 2 or 3 days left. It is still not late. If we have not shed those tears of Tawbah and Istighfar, it is still not late. There is still a chance for us. Perhaps tonight is Laylatul Qadr. Allah knows best. It has been the experience of Mashayikh and Ulama and many Sahaba also, many times, many years, Laylatul Qadr happened to be on the 27th night. May Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr. It is mentioned that person who is deprived of Laylatul Qadr, then he is really deprived. Really mahroom. Allah must not make us mahroom of His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all the Huffaz-e-Kiram. In the beautiful way they recited the Qur'an and Majeed, different masajid of the world, different musallas, jamaat khanas. People perform taraweeh in the garages, in the warehouses, in factories, at homes, in every place you could find the tilawat of the Qur'an and Majeed taking place. Khatam upon khatam was made throughout the world, Haramain Sharifain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the tilawat of every single person. It was the kalam of Allah that is recited. What is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَضْلُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ سَائِرِ كَلَامِهِ. The superiority of the speech of Allah over any other person's speech in the world. The best speech given by any king, any king of the world, any president, prime minister, any orator, it is nothing compared to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَضْلُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ سَائِرِ كَلَامِهِ كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ. It is like the superiority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over His entire makhluk. Imagine Allah's greatness compared to inferior beings like us. Like that is the kalam of Allah compared to any kalam, any speech. So may Allah accept the tilawat of the Huffaz-e-Kiram throughout the world. 2 or 3 days left, and we will still recite Taraweeh, inshallah. Ramadan has not yet terminated. Taraweeh has not yet terminated. But after the month of Ramadan, we don't get any more Taraweeh. The masjid seems so empty then. Our hearts feel the emptiness. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, on the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they went and visited a very old woman by the name of Ummu Ayman Barakah radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was that sahabiya who took care of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when she was a servant of Rasulullah's mother Amina. She accompanied Amina and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was an infant still. She went to visit her family in Medina, at that time was known as Yathrib. When she went there, on her return she passed away. She was taken to Medina and buried there, or nearby there. Ummu Ayman Baraka then accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam back to Makkah. She was elder than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, I can remember the day when Amina passed away, when her janazah was carried, how Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ran behind the janazah of his mother. She took care of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as though she was his second mother. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very fond of her. He had a lot of respect for her. Once when she came, he opened his shawl for her and he placed her on his shawl with respect. Once he mentioned to the Sahaba, whoever wishes to marry a woman of Jannah, فَلْيَتَزَوَّجْ أُمَّ أَيْمَنْ بَرَكَةً, then he should marry Umm Ayman Baraka. Hazrat Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, married Umm Ayman Baraka radiallahu ta'ala. So they go and visit her, who? Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Because it was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to visit her. When they go there, Umm Ayman Baraka begins to cry. She cries so much that they begin to pacify her. Oh Umm Ayman, don't you realize that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is gone to a better place, where he is now is better than him being here? So don't cry. They try to console her. She said, I am not crying for that. I know my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in a far better position. I am crying because the wahi from the asman is terminated now. No longer wahi comes down. That atmosphere of kalamullah coming down. How wonderful it used to be when we should be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and suddenly wahi used to come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My respected brothers and elders, sisters listening over the receiver, this wahi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to send down, this Qur'an-e-Majeed that we recited, which is in the hearts and the sina of thousands of people throughout the world, it is not a simple thing. إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. Allah mentioned it is very, very heavy. It used to be so heavy that on a winter's day, when it used to be so cold, people are wrapped up in their blankets and shawls, when wahi used to come down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would perspire. Sahaba say, we could see the beads of perspiration trickling down the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of the severeness of the wahi that was coming down to him. To understand this further, as Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, once the leg of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was resting on my lap, and suddenly wahi was being revealed, was coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, the weight of that wahi was so heavy, so severe, it takes a qasam in Allah that I felt as though my lap is going to crack into pieces now. Surah Ma'idah was being revealed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was mounted on the camel. Suddenly the camel bent down because of the wahi. Allah mentions, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبر لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. If we had to reveal this Quran on the mountains, such a heavy makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says you would see this mountains humbling itself fragmentating into pieces out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chose the hearts of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this wahi. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that every nation, every ummah has something to be proud about, something to be boastful about. وَإِنَّ بَهَا أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. The Kalam-i-Majeed, the Quran-i-Majeed, the Kalam of Allah is the thing that this ummah has to boast about. This is something that we can glory and we can boast about and be proud about. The magnetic force, the effective force the Quran-i-Majeed has, after the incident of Taif, if you would recall how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was persecuted. They threw stones at him. His feet was clogged with blood. We're not going to go into the whole story. But on his way back to Makkah, as he was returning, Allah mentions, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. We sent down, or we turned an entire jinnat, a group of jinn towards you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. They listen to your recitation of the Holy Qur'an. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting. He was not aware that the jinnat were listening to him. Allah informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent down a whole jamaat of jinnat which are listening to your Qur'an and Majeed. فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنصِتُوا. When these jinnat came, they said to one another, listen, be attentive. It is the Qur'an and Majeed. We have not heard any words like this before in Surah Jin. Qur'an and Ajaba. Inna sami'ana Qur'an and Ajaba. A very beautiful recitation. In the 26th para, in Surah Al-Ahqaf, they said, فَآمَنَّا بِهِ. We bring Iman in this Qur'an. And they went back, they brought Iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they went and made da'wat and tabligh to their fellow jinnat. Imagine those enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who persecuted him. Abu Jahl, Akhnas bin Shuriq, and another leader. They go at one night, they hear some voice at a distant place. They go crawling towards the home. It is the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reciting the Holy Quran. Abu Sufyan, Abu Jahl, Akhnas bin Shuriq. Three of them come crawling to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they were attracted by the Quran and Majeed. None of them knew why the other had been there. They all met outside the house, looked at one another in the dark. Oho, Abu Sufyan, Abu Jahl, Akhnas bin Shuriq. Finally they asked one another, what are you doing here? Each one said, it was the recitation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that attracted us here. They make a pledge and promise, we are not going to come back again here. Nobody must hear about this. It will be an insult to us. The next night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites again in a beautiful tone. Again they are attracted. They come out of their homes. They come crawling again. Each one does not know that he'll meet his friend again there. The same thing happens for 3 nights. What was it that made the heart of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who had come out of his home to go and kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the way he meets somebody who tells him, where are you going? He says, I'm going to put an end to Muhammad. They say, why don't you go and sort your sister and brother-in-law out first? They have accepted Islam. When he goes there, when he knocks on the door, and when he beats his sister and brother-in-law, they are bleeding. Then some raham comes into his heart and says, okay, give me the thing what you all are reading. He said, you are napak, you are najis, Umar. You need to take an ablution first. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. This Quran Majeed is such that only a person who is spark can touch the Quran. If you do not have wudu or ghusl, you cannot touch the Quran Majeed. Umar radiallahu anhu takes a ghusl. He comes and what does he recite? What is recited to him? The verses of Surah Taha. طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا. the first few verses of Surah Taha, Umar radiallahu anhu sobs like a baby. It is enough for him. Thus Hidayat enters his heart. He melts. He was like a rock before that. And he accepts Islam. He goes to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knocks on the door. Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, it is Umar. It is Ibn al-Khattab. Hamza radiallahu anhu had already accepted Islam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, do not worry, I am here. Nabi Kareem says, do not worry, let him come in. He enters. Nabi Kareem asks him, Umar, what's the matter? What have you come for? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I have come to accept Islam. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala an, reciting the Quran in Majid, he's got his son Yahya next to him. He's reciting, in some riwayat, it is mentioned Surah Kahf, so beautifully. And next to his son is his horse. But as he recites, he sees some lights coming from the heaven, from the sky. So he stops. He stops because as his lights were descending, Jalat Farasuhu, his horse became very excited. And it raised its legs up. So Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala was very worried. Perhaps this horse might hurt my son that is sleeping next to it. So he stopped his tilawat. He continued again. He saw the same thing happening. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, this was very strange. As I recited, I saw light coming from the sky. And I was scared that my son Yahya must not get hurt by the hoofs of the horse. Therefore I stopped. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Usayd, if only you continued. These were angels, these were malaika descending. If you continue till Fajr, the people of Medina would have seen these angels. This was the effective power of the Qur'an Majid. What was it that made Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala, when they were looking after the army of the Muslims, he and his friend, they had made an agreement that whilst one person will stay awake, the other one will have some rest and he'll wake up and then the next person will rest. So Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala, he decided, let me stay awake first. And he says, Allahu Akbar, he recites Surah Fatiha, and the first few verses of Surah Kahf he begins. As he recites, so beautiful, suddenly a spy comes, an enemy comes, and then he sees Abbad in this condition, and he pierces him with an arrow. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala is so engrossed, so absorbed in the tilawat of the Quran Majid in Salah, that he continues his Salah. He does not even bother about the pain he is undergoing, until a second spear pierces him. He still continues. Finally, a third spear or an arrow. He is oozing with blood. And then he lunges forward. His friend sees him in this condition. Then he wakes up with a shock. Abbad, why didn't you tell me? He says, I could not terminate the tilawat of Surah Kahf. I was so engrossed, so absorbed. My respected brothers and elders, do we recite the Quran and Majid in this way? These were the Sahaba Ikram. That is why we cannot understand. For us it is impossible that a man can recite the Quran and Majid in one night, in one rakat. 20 rakats of Tarawih, barely one para, one and quarter para, we are finished. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his ma'mool, his normal habit, practice, he should recite the whole Quran and Majid in one night. Like how we know Surah Yasin, in 5 minutes we can finish our Surah Yasin. Because from childhood days we are reciting Surah Yasin, he used to recite the Quran and Majid in this way. In the month of Ramadan, maybe we can understand because we finish much more, many more paras. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu used to say, لَوْ طَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. If only our hearts were pak, if they were clean, they were not filthy, if you did not harbor malice in our hearts, enmity, jealousy, hatred, love of the world, and all the different spiritual maladies, if our hearts were pure and clean, then we would never become satisfied with the kalam of Allah. We would just read on and on and on. My respected brothers and elders, I do not want to take much time. Tonight is a night of action. We have heard many bayans from the beginning of Ramadan. May Allah give us the taqwa that we have spoken about. A poet says, Tazawwad min at-taqwa. Inculcate in yourself, fill in the provisions of taqwa in your heart, in your life. What was the maqsad of Ramadan? La'allakum tattaqoon. What was the purpose of all this fasting? It was to achieve this taqwa, to stay away, to have the ability now, to stay away from every type of guna, every type of sin, and to be obedient all the time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tazawwad min at-taqwa, fa'innaka la tadri, idha janna al-layl hal ta'ishu ila al-fajri. Inculcate in yourself this taqwa because you do not know when night will fall, whether you will live till fajr or not. فَكَمْ مِنْ فَتَنْ أَصْبَحَ ضَاحِكًا. How many a youngster rose up this morning in a smiling face, happy, fit and healthy, with many plans to do. وَقَدْ نُسِجَتْ أَكْفَانُهُ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي. But his kafan is already prepared whilst he is unaware. وَكَمْ مِنْ عَرُوسٍ زَوَّجُوهَا لِزَوْجِهَا وَكَمْ مِنْ عَرُوسٍ زَيَّنُوهَا لِزَوْجِهَا. And how many a bride, her family members, her friends decorated her, they beautified her, gave her the bridal gown, put up a makeup for her, give her gifts and presents. Why? Tomorrow is going to be your nikah, or tonight is going to be your nikah. وَقَدْ قُبِضَتْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. But it was already written in the kitab, in Laylatul Qadr night, that you are going to pass away even before your nikah can take place. وَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيْهٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ. How many a healthy person left this world without any sickness. Suddenly he passed away. We all said, we saw him just now. He was with me, Asr time, Maghrib time. He's gone. We can't believe it. وَكَمْ مِنْ سَقِيمٍ عَاشَ حِينًا مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. And on the contrary, many times a person with a deadly disease, sometimes a person has got cancer also. Doctors say you're going to live for 6 months, yet he lives for 10, 15, 20 years longer. Nobody knows when mort is going to come. Therefore, brothers and elders, do not turn away from the Quran Majeed. This message is a simple message which Allah has mentioned time and again in the Quran. We commence the Quran Majeed again in Taraweeh. You have noticed, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalikal Kitab la Rayba Fi. Allah tells us again and again, Hudan lil Muttaqeen. It is hidayat, guidance. Allah has made mention in Surah Yunus, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur wa hudan wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. Qul bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi fabidhalika falyafrahu wa khayrun mimma yajma'un. Allah says that maw'idha, advice has come to you from who? O people, advice has come to you from who? Mir Rabbikum, from your Allah. Whose advice can be better than the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Open the Quran and Majeed, read it. Go to the ulama-i kiram, understand it. It is full of advice. The Quran teaches us every day what we should do. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a cure for the ailments of your heart. Ulama explained not only the spiritual ailments but also the physical ailments as well. But perhaps we have only taken one side and we use the Quran in Majeed only for Taweez purposes and only for physical ailments. Yes, it has the power of cure. But let us look at the main aspect, and that is the spiritual shifa it has. Shifa'ul lima fi sudur. It removes the doubt we have, the nifaq we have, the kufr, the shirk, the wrong understanding. It puts in noor into our heart. It is hudan, it is guidance. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is a source of rahmats. My respected brothers and elders, the Qur'ani Majeed. Allah has kept such rahmat in the Qur'ani Majeed. And that when Allah places the Qur'ani Majeed in the hearts of the Huffazi Kiram, I have heard from ulama-i kiram that just the mere existence of Hufazi Kiram, because of their existence, if Allah was supposed to send down an azab, Allah removes that azab from that locality because of the presence of Huffaz-e-Kiram. But again, what type of Huffaz-e-Kiram? May Allah make the Hafiz of the Qur'an-e-Majeed a genuine Hafiz. All of us, we all are in need of this advice. May Allah cleanse our filthy hearts. May Allah make us those genuine Huffaz-e-Kiram whom we have heard the virtues of so many times. Allah says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. It is this fazl of Allah. Fadlullah here refers to the Qur'an-e-Majeed. The favor of Allah, the grace of Allah. This fazl of Allah, the Qur'an-e-Majeed. وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ and His rahmat. Ulama mentioned, what is rahmat? The tawfiq of practicing according to the Qur'an. This is rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is we learn something, we recite the Qur'an, but to practice on the Qur'an. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرُحُوا. Allah says, this is something that people should be boastful about. Qur'an-e-Majeed and practicing upon the Qur'an. Some mufassirin say, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Say, the Qur'an-e-Majeed, the fadl of Allah, وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ and His rahmat, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qur'an and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qur'an and hadith we have. This is something we should be happy about. This is our investment for the akhirah. This is the best thing we can gather. The best of wealth, the best of treasures, the Qur'an-e-Majeed. مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Whoever turns away from my Qur'an-e-Majeed, whoever shows indifference to my Qur'an-e-Majeed, Allah says to my dhikr, to my Qur'an-e-Majeed, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Allah says, I will give him a very wretched, miserable life, a life of suffering in this world. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On the day of Qiyamah, we will raise him blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. He would say, oh Allah, I had eyes, I could see very well. I did not even need glasses in the world. Why am I raised blind today? Allah will say, my ayats were recited upon you. You turned away. You forgot us in the world. Today we will also forget you. We will also turn away our merciful glance from you. In the 19th para, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. A zalim, who is a zalim? An oppressor. Mufassirin explained, that person who has turned away from the Quran and Hadith. He will actually bite his fingers, he will bite his hand. He will say, oh, why did I not follow the messenger? Why did I follow the Rasul? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did I have to follow my friend? يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Why did I take that person as a friend? لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. He took me away from the Qur'an-e-Majeed after it came to me. I knew the Qur'an-e-Majeed. I heard those lectures. I read the tafsir. Today we have the Qur'an and Hadith even in the computer. So much of literature. We have no excuse. I read an article of a youngster. The heading, most of you may have read this article. The title was Sport Car versus Quran. I like this article because it gives us some ibrat, some lesson. And what is the gist of this article? A person was studying in the university, becoming a doctor, mashallah. And he was graduating. And all the time he had this one desire, he wanted a sports car. His father promised him, don't worry, the day you graduate, I promise you a sports car. He graduates. Everybody congratulates him. Parents are very happy. But this child, this youngster now, wants his sports car. That's the only thing he sees in front of him. He becomes blind to anything else. He goes to his father, reminds his father, Daddy, you told me my sports car. Father says, yes. Come tonight to me, and I will give it to you. So at night he goes to his father's room, and the child is smiling, waiting now for the sports car. The father hands over to him the Qur'an-e-Majeed. In that fury, that anger, displeasure, because I said the child was blind to anything else, he said, you give me this as a gift, this? And he puts aside the Qur'an-e-Majeed. He swears his father. He becomes angry. He shuts the door. He leaves his home. That's the last he sees his father. He abandons his father, his mother, his entire family, because he is blind. He settles down, gets married, gets children. Many years later, perhaps he heard some person's bayan about the rights of the parents. And then he decides, let me go to my father. But by the time he reached his father, the news comes to him, your father was very sick and he passed away. Any case, he is told that you've got a lot of inheritance that you have received because he was the only child. So you need to sort all those things out. So when he goes there, he looks into his father's room, and as he's cleaning the cupboard, suddenly his eye falls upon that Qur'an-i-Majeed, that same new Qur'an, still left in the same way. Any case, now he picks up the Qur'an-i-Majeed and he flips through the pages, and as he turns the few pages from the back of the Qur'an, suddenly something falls out. And he looks down, he picks up, it's the key. The key to the car that his father had purchased for him. And with it a label, paid in full. His father had purchased that car for him. He did not wait for his father to give him some advice. What was his father's desire? Oh my son, I have bought you this dunya, but don't forget your akhirat. My respected brothers and elders, there are many touching stories like this. We can go on the whole night. Let us cling onto the Qur'an-i-Majeed. It is Hablullah al-Mateen. It is that solid rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we hold onto one side of the rope, Allah's qasam, we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is so much of blessing the Qur'an-i-Majeed brings to your home. Just upon recitation of Surah Baqarah, Shaitan flees that home. He runs away far from that home in which Surah Baqarah is recited. Imagine in that home where the whole Qur'an-i-Majeed is recited. It is a polish for the heart, like how water corrodes, it rusts iron. Like that, our hearts have become corroded because of our sins. But the Qur'an-i-Majeed, it polishes the heart. It is the most noblest form of dhikr. The best form of dhikr. A poet says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us, that you say you have love for me. You say you have got muhabbat for me. But why don't you ponder over my message? This Qur'an-i-Majeed that I have sent down, as though it is a 30-para letter. Our beloved, our wife, we gone far somewhere, and a letter comes to us, or an SMS. How we will relish that letter and look at it again and again, making sure we haven't missed a single full stop even. We will leave all our other work, go on one side, read it again, the second time, the third time, keep it in the pocket after 10 minutes again, looking at it. At night before sleeping, we look at it again. And we will enjoy that letter. This message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَا تَأَمَّلْتَ مَا فِيهِ مِنْ لَذِيذِ خِطَابِ Allah says, why don't then, this poet says, as though Allah says, that why don't you ponder over the beauty of my message? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make abad our hearts with the Qur'an-i-Majeed. Allah has said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ We have revealed this Qur'an and we will make hifazat of the Qur'an-i-Majeed. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ The entire Qur'an was sent down from Baytul, from Lawhi Mahfuz to the Sama'ud Dunya, to the first sky. Then from there, different times, different occasions, different verses, different surahs was revealed to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a period of 20 years. The night of Qadr, how powerful, we don't have time to give the tafsir. And the beauty of how Allah has made mention of it in the Qur'an, the eloquence of the Qur'an, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged the kuffar and mushrikeen because the Arabs at that time were masters in poetry. They were masters and nobody could match them and they would be boastful about this. Allah says, produce a Qur'an like this. They could not. Produce, okay, 10 surahs like the surahs of the Qur'an. They failed. Allah says, قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ. Okay, only one surah. Like the smallest surah of the Holy Quran, produce one surah like this. Then too they fail. Allah said, قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. If the entire jinnat and mankind come together, assemble together, each one assisting the other, and they try to produce a Qur'an Majeed like that of Allah, they will never be able to do so. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi, radiallahu ta'ala an, was a poet, master when it came to the Arabic language. When he came to Makkah, the kuffar, the leaders warned him, Tufail, you're an intelligent person. Don't follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't listen to his speech. The moment you listen to him, he's going to mislead you. So he says, حَشَوْتُ فِي أُذُنَيَّ قُتْنًا. I place cotton wool in my ears. خَوْفًا مِنْ أَيُّلَامِسَ سَمْعِي شَيْءٌ مِّنْ قَوْلِ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Out of fear that nothing must come into my ears from the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I went, I made tawaf of the Kaaba. As I was making tawaf, that time they used to make tawaf also, the period of Jahiliyyah. As I was making tawaf, I happened to see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam engage in salah. And he was reciting something. Something attracted me towards him. I said to myself, oh Tufail, you're an intelligent person. If it is something which is beneficial, then accept it. If it is something which is magic, or anything else harmful to you, then reject it. So I removed the cotton wool from my ears. I followed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I went to his home. I knocked on the door. I said, please, tell me what were you reciting? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam recites to him, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. These two surahs that every one of us know, and alhamdulillah, we recite it every day in our nafil salat so we can finish quickly our namaz. Just these two short surahs. He says, Wallah, Hidayat entered my heart. I put my hand forward. I embraced Islam. I recited the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me go back and invite my people to Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, go. Taught him some basic things of Islam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me some sign. Or he made dua on the way to Allah to give him some sign to show that he has embraced Islam and what he's coming is with is something true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed some nur on his forehead. Then he made dua to Allah. Perhaps people might think that my face is looking different and they might think there is some bad luck on me. Therefore Allah ta'ala then removed the nur from his face and placed it on the tip of his whip. He used it like a torch. And as he approached his people, people began to see him. And they came close to him. He said, wait. He gave them the da'wat and slowly people accepted Islam. Few people. He made a lot of effort amongst them. But still his qabila, his tribe did not accept him. He goes back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, qabila Daws, the tribe of Daws, they have rejected the message. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears this. He puts down his musalla. He raises his hand towards the sky. Tufail bin Amr al-Tawsi became very scared now. He said, I shouldn't have told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to make a baddu'a against my people and they will be destroyed. But rahmatu lil alameen was not like that. He raised his hand. Allahumma hadi dawsan. Allahumma hadi dawsan. Allahumma hadi dawsan. Oh Allah, give the tribe of those hidayat. Give them hidayat. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi says, I went back. I just entered my locality. And he says, 70 homes accepted Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of the Qur'an Majeed. Really, Allah has made hifazat of the Qur'an from the time of Sahaba-i-Kiram. Right till this very day, we have the existence of Ulama-i-Kiram, Hufaz-i-Kiram, students of deen. We have madaris, darul ulooms, makatib, different jami'ats, institutions, wherein the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam are imparted. Unfortunately, weak ones like myself we still criticize these ulama-i kiram and these madaris. We find faults even in the syllabus. It's a shame upon us. What level have we stooped to? What else is being taught? Quran, Hadith, Bukhari, Muslim, Fiqh. We still find faults in these things. We want to reinterpret the Qur'an-i Majid. In the world also efforts are being made. The deen must not spread. May Allah make hifazat of the ulama-i kiram, madaris and darul ulums, makatib, our jami'ats, our institutions of deen that are striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept them. Ulama-i kiram made such an effort. Farangi in India, he decided that to put an end to deen, deen ko khatam karne ke liye, to put a stop to deen, we have to put an end to ulama-i kiram. And what did he say? He summoned his people, he said all his officers that you must gather jayyid ulama, the muhaddithin, mufassireen, the good ulama, and tell them to stop preaching deen now. They must stop teaching deen and imparting deen, Quran and Hadith. If they refuse, then you must execution them. It is mentioned in this main street of Delhi, there was hardly a tree upon which there was not a corpse of an alim of deen who was made shaheed. For 1 month, his corpse would lie hanging on the tree because he refused to give in. He held onto the Qur'an-i Majid and to teaching the Qur'an-i Majid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was his object? People must see this and they must become gripped with fear and they must stop sending their children to the makatib. They must not learn Qur'an and Hadith. But Allah is the one who makes hifazat. The deen of Allah ta'ala continues. He found himself unsuccessful. They still persecuted the ulama-i kiram. Mawlana Muhammad Ja'far Tonsri, rahmatullahi alayhi, writes in one of his kitabs, he says that in Lahore, ulama were being butchered. They were being killed in the thousands. They were forced to write an agreement with the enemies that we are going to stop preaching deen. But these ulama were mountains of istiqamat, steadfastness. They did not give up. So the people in Multan, the officers in Multan said, send them over to us, we'll sort them out. They were put into trains, into different coaches, and they were sent to Multan in such a condition that in each coach there were cages. And there were nails put in these cages that were pointing inwards. And these ulama were put into these cages. And they were transported in this manner. That as the train was moving so fast, suddenly without any signal, it came to a jerk, a halt. That immediately these ulama who were in these cages, they would fall backwards. And the nails that were in these cages will pierce their back, will pierce their head from behind, pierce their spine and pierce their body, and blood would ooze out from their body. And after a few hours, without any indication, any signal, any warning, suddenly the train will take off again and they will lunge forward, and those nails in front of them will pierce their eyes, their nose, their lips, their face will bleed. All for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It used to be a hot summer's day, and whilst they're traveling in this condition, this blood and the heat of the body and the perspiration, can we imagine what they went through? When they reached Multan, the same story, they were persecuted, tortured. But they did not give up. So, it was decided we're going to execution them. The judge called them in the morning, and he's about to pass the verdict now that you are going to be executioned. When he had seen that these people's faces were bright, and they had known now it is our last few minutes, so what they did is, at Sehri time, it was not Ramadan, but at Sehri time, the grass or those leaves around them, they managed to get, they made the Sehri with that, with this niyat that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will meet our Rabb in the condition that we are fasting. This judge sees their face brightened, smiling. He says, what's the good news that came to you all? Somebody said that if we are execution today, then our maqsad is fulfilled. We will get shahadat, we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we want. So he said, oh, that's the case. Then we are not going to do this. Another 14 years they were imprisoned. They did not see their wife, their children, their families. After a few months, suddenly they are called out of the prison one day. And who they see in front of them? Their wives and their children. Now this is the testing time for them. Their wives and children are crying, please give up. For the sake of Allah, never mind. Just sign this agreement. Mawla Muhammad Ja'far rahmatullahi alayhi says that my wife cried to me. She says, what is going to happen to us? He said, I cannot do that. Maine unko bahut samjhaya. He said, agar zindagi mili, phir main tere saath zindagi guzarunga. Agar zindagi nahi mili, kal qiyamat ke din hauz e kausar par Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke qadmon ke samne tere saath mulaqat hogi. My wife understood, he says. But my child was crying. The child said, ammi, hamare gharon mein beso aur gayo zanjeeron mein bandha jata hai. Mere abu ne kya kiya ki unko aaj zanjeer mein bandha gaya hai. Oh mother, at our home we tie the buffaloes with chains and the cows with chains. What my father, what my abu has done that he is tied and chained in this manner. My child cried, but I could not give up. I went back into the cell. After a few months, a letter comes from my wife, writing to me. She says that now what do we do? We've got a problem. Our daughter is of age of getting married now. I need her to get married. How are we going to get her married? How am I going to find a partner for her? He says, I thought for a few minutes and then I wrote back and I said, go to a respectable, pious alim of deen. Go to a pious alim of deen in the locality and tell him this is a situation, or any person who is pious living at that time, and tell him this is a situation and he must look for a suitable partner from his family, and the nikah must be made after Jumu'ah. Brothers, listen to this now. Nikah must take place after Jumu'ah and the elan must be made. Aaj zinda baap ki yateem bachi ki nikah ho rahi hai. A living father's yateem child, her nikah is being made because the father is not present, as though he is gone from this world. Oh people, attend this nikah. My respected brothers and elders, with so much of qurbani we received this deen today. In such a beautiful, with the aircon on, beautiful carpets, lovely masajid we have. We have nothing to complain. It is so painful, so painful. Brothers, wallah, I'm talking about myself. I'm not saying out of humility or humbleness or anything. Wallah, Allah knows the haqiqat. But the day after Eid, that Fajr, it is like a qabristan. What has happened to us? How disloyal we become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why is it? So many years have gone by. Have we forgotten the sacrifices of our akabirin, ulama? Our parents, our grandparents, when they came to this country, wallah, what's the first thing they did? They built a masjid and a madrasa. Allah give them jazai khair. Perhaps they're not here today to see the fruits of the efforts. They were simple people with a few shillings and pounds of the time. Masjid, madrasa. Masjid, maktab. Today from their families, not 1, 10, 20 hufaz-e kiram. They do not have such technology and computer and internet and websites and all these things. Simple. But they had that fikr for deen. Ulama gave their life for the sake of deen. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, because of the masara of Khalqul Quran. It's a long story. He was on Haqq. Ma'mun, the Abbasid ruler of that time, told him to renounce that verdict of his. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said no. He was sent to prison and he was being whipped. Thousands of lashes. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that if I was killed, it would have been better. But the pain of those lashes was very severe. He used to be lashed to such an extent, he says that I should fall unconscious. But he says the thing that gave me strength one day, and this is a lesson for us. As I was standing in the line to be whipped, suddenly a person comes tugging onto me by the name of Abu al-Haytham. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, long after that, he used to make dua for this person, Abu al-Haytham. He says, Rahim Allahu Abu al-Haytham. Rahim Allah Abu al-Haytham. May Allah have mercy Abu al-Haytham. So Abdullah bin Ahmad, the son of Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi, say, who is Abu al-Haytham you're always making dua for? He said, you don't know. He is that rogue, that thief, who was sent to jail for many years. But he gave me such an advice, who gave me such strength to be able to take that pain and suffering. Because what did he say to me? He said, oh Imam Ahmad, maktubun fi diwani Amir al-Mu'mineen. It is written in the diwan, in the register of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that I, Abu al-Haytham, I have been given 18,000 lashes on different occasions because I used to steal. I was a thief. And I did not give up this. He said, Ala ala sabili shaitan. I did all this in the path of shaitan. I made sabr in the path of shaitan li ajli dunya, for the sake of dunya. Fasbir ya imam, O imam, you must make sabr. Ala sabili rahman, in the path of rahman, li ajli deen, for the sake of deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad found so much of comfort in this. It's a long story. Then those people ask for forgiveness, etc. But these were the ulama-i kiram. Respected brothers and others, took too much of time. Let me just end off with one thing I read this morning. A person writes, he says, as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Ibn Adam, ye kya be-insafi hai? What is this be-insafi, injustice? I removed your enemy, shaitan, iblis, from your perpetual dwelling place, that is Jannat. We all know the story. I removed your enemy, Shaitan, Iblis, from your dwelling place, your perpetual dwelling place, that is Jannat. And insan, what you have done, look at your injustice. My dwelling place, or the place where I want to cast my rahmat, my mercy, my nur, you put in that heart of yours that same enemy, Shaitan. Brothers, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Mubarak night, better than 1,000 months, more than 83 years of ibadat, sawab. We just get in a few hours. Angels come down, salam, salam, they make salam to us. A person begins to shed tears. His hair stands on end. He gets a cold shiver running down his spine. He is crying to Allah. He does not know what is happening. This is a sign that he has got Laylatul Qadr. May Allah bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh. Wa laka shukru kulluh. La nuhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ forgive us completely my Allah all our minor sins major sins those sins we committed in the darkness of the night in the broad daylight my Allah in privacy in public oh my Allah we hid ourselves and we thought that nobody was watching us we hid from our parents from our wives our children our friends our family members Oh my Allah, but you was watching us. Oh my Allah, you concealed these gunas. Oh Allah, you are Sattar, my Allah. Oh my Allah, when a banda says aznabtu, oh my Allah, I have committed guna. Oh my Allah, you give jawab and you tell, oh my banda, fad satartu, I have hid that fault. When the banda says, oh my Allah, tubtu, I have made toba. Oh my Allah, you say, oh my banda, qabiltu, I have accepted your toba. Hey my Allah, we have recited in the Qur'an Majeed, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh my servants, my beloved servants who have transgressed, who have wronged, who have made guna, who persisted in guna, who disobeyed me, do not worry, turn to me. Don't lose hope of my mercy, because I am that Allah who forgives all sins. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, oh my Allah, forgive us completely tonight. Ey Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. You alone know best whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not tonight. Ey Allah, these brothers have made such a qurbani, ya Allah. They have been working the entire day. They are so tired, my Allah. They are not complaining, my Allah. They have come with one maqsad, one purpose. Oh my Allah, they have come to your doors. Ey Allah, we are knocking at your door. Oh my Allah, tonight, open your doors of mercy upon us. Forgive every single one sitting here, my Allah. Ya Allah, sabko bakhsh de, ya Allah. Ya Allah, sabko bakhsh de, ya Allah. Ya Allah, sabko bakhsh de. Don't make any person mahroom, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make any person mahroom of your rahmat, my Allah. We have heard, we have recited how merciful you are. How vast your mercy is. Ya wasi'al maghfira. Ya basit al-yadini bir-rahma. Ya wasi' al-fadl. Oh my Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon kareem. Tuhibbu al-afwa. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Ey Allah, humare gardane ko chura de. Jahannam ki aag se chura de. Ey Allah, aatiq riqabana min al-nar. Ya Allah, we are mulawwas, we have been messed and soiled in filth and gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, for years upon years, we have angered you, we have earned your displeasure, your narazgi, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu naraz mat ho. Ya Allah, tu razi ban ja. Ya Allah, tu razi ban ja. Nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah, wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us, may Allah show us we can be good. There is no other person we can turn to, my Allah. There is no other door. There is no other Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Qadir. You are so powerful. You are the nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, the provider. You are our Mawla. You are our protector. You are our guardian. My Allah, you are so full of compassion, full of mercy. You are so loving. You are so beautiful. Ya Allah, you have such beautiful names, such beautiful sifat. Ya Allah, there is no person like you. You have got no peril. Nobody can match you. You have got no parents. You have got no wives. You have got no children. Ya Allah, you are Ahad. You are Samad. You are Ghani. Ya Allah, hum faqeer hai. Allah, tu Ghani hai. Hum bikari hai. Hum bheekh mang rahe. Ya Allah, we have come with our joli, ya Allah. We have come with our baskets, my Allah. With our buckets and containers, which are empty. With this umeed. Oh Allah, with this umeed. Oh, this desire that tonight you are going to fill us up, ya Allah. Ya Allah, aaj tu ya Allah tu bakhsh denge, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tawbatan nasuha we are making, ya Allah. Pakki sachi toba, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have shunned the gunas we are committing, ya Allah. We have abandoned those gunas, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. Ey Malik, ey Mawla, ey Kareem. Ey Allah, maaf kar de. Ya Allah, maaf kar de. Ya Allah, for the sake of some bandas who are in this crowd, ya Allah, whose dari is sufed, ya Allah. The elderly people, ya Allah. Ulama-i kiram bhi maujood hai. Uffazi kiram bhi maujood hai. Ya Allah, they are businessmen, ya Allah. They are doctors, ya Allah. Lawyers, ya Allah. They are teachers, ya Allah. There are so many kinds of people. Masoom bachche bhi hai. Uffazi kiram bhi hai. Ya Allah, khawatin bhi sun rahi hai. Ey Malik-i-Kareem. Ya Allah, you are not deaf. You are not blind. Oh my Allah, you are so powerful. Tu aajiz nahi hai. Tu kamzor nahi hai. Ya Allah, hum zaif hai. Hum kamzor hai. Hamein mangna nahi aata hai. Allah, hamein mangna nahi aata hai. We don't know how to ask also, my Allah. Allah, hamare andar ikhlas bhi nahi hai. Ey Allah, we beg you tonight. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, my Allah, don't deprive any one of us, Ya Allah. Every single ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, wherever he may be, wherever she may be, Ya Allah, if you turned such people who had hearts of rocks, my Allah, Ya Allah, they were full of kufr and disbelief. They were the enemies of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, you changed their conditions. And you made them sahaba, such shining stars that were hidayat for all of us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you made them such that you were pleased with them. They were pleased with you. You guaranteed them Jannatul Firdaus. Hey my Allah, our hearts are so heavy, my Allah. Heavier than rocks, my Allah. Hey Allah, we have corroded our hearts. We have rusted our hearts with guna upon guna. With different types of ma'asi. Ya Allah, jannibna al-fawahisha ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Ba'id baynana wa bayna khatayana. Kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib. Ya Allah, make us have nafrat for these gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are involved in zina, save them from zina. Those who are drinking, Ya Allah, save them from drinking, Ya Allah. Those who are addicted to drugs, my Allah, remove them from that. Ya Allah, give us that shu'ur, the understanding, Ya Allah, that one day we have to stand before you. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, ek din hisab kitab hoga. We will stand before you on the day of Qiyamah. No person can help his brother. A father will run away from his own children. A husband will leave his wife. A mother will abort a child. The same child she clings on to in this world. On the day of Qiyamah, nafsi nafsi ka alam hoga. Nafsi nafsi ka alam hoga. Ey Allah, us din ruswa mat farma. Us din, ya Allah, zareel mat farma. Allahumma akrimna wala tuhinna. Mere Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saamne ruswai mat farma. Ya Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sajde mein gir karke, Ya Allah, itni dhuayen mangi thi, Ya Allah. Allahumma ummati, mizab rahmat ke niche, Ya Allah. Multazam mein, Ya Allah, ki par chimat karke, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Hajar Aswad ko, Ya Allah, chum karke, Ya Allah. Ey my Allah, tawaf karke, Ya Allah, safa par, marwa par, Ya Allah, ar meydan-e-arafat par, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hamesha, ummat ki fikr mein, Allahumma ummati, ey Allah, meri ummat ko bakhsh de, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah, he made so much of sacrifices for us. Oh my Allah, with what face we are going to show him on the day of Qiyamah? How will we stand before him on the day of Qiyamah? What amal can we present, my Allah? Ey Allah, before the day of Qiyamah, before maut comes to us, my Allah, you are that mighty being, you have that power of making our filthy books, Ya Allah, obliterate all our gunas, Ya Allah, and make them sparkle, make it be absolutely clean, Ya Allah, make it have a clean sheet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be clean completely, with no records of any bad deeds whatsoever. Ya Allah, before we stand up from this gathering, make an announcer announce that you must rise in the condition that Allah has forgiven you. قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ, in the condition that Allah has forgiven you, Allah is pleased with you, Allah has transformed your bad deeds into good deeds. Oh my Allah, give us afiyat. Give us salamati, hifazat. Oh my Allah, we need your protection, especially in this country, my Allah. There is so much of crime taking place. When that father leaves home in the morning, he does not know whether he'll see his beloved children, whether he does not know whether he'll see his wife again. Oh my Allah, there is so much of crime. It is because of our doings, our gunas. Allah, therefore turning to you tonight, Ya Allah. If it is Laylatul Qadr, may Allah grant us Laylatul Qadr. Give us the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Whichever night Laylatul Qadr is, my Allah, do not make us mahroom, Ya Allah. Accept all our ibadat, the khatam of the Quran and Majid that took place in the different masajid, Ya Allah. The tilawat that took place, my Allah. The zikr adhkar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the tahajjud salat. The du'as, Ya Allah, Ya Ahl, Ya Umay Allah, Ya Khaz Banda. Ya awliya, they are shedding those tears. Ya different abdas and qutubs. Ya awliya, Oh may Allah, they are crying for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh may Allah, give us that hifazat in this country. Make us beacons of hidayat, ya Allah. Make those thousands of people in our country who have not seen the reality of Islam, the noor of Islam, ya Allah, make us display good akhlaq. Make us be sufficient amount of attraction to them, to an invitation for them to come into the fold of Islam. Save all of us from the fire of Jahannam, from the fitna and azab of the qabr. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us halal rozi. Allah, give us abundant rozi. Give us barakat in our rizq, in our families, our children, our ilm, our amal. Oh, may Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes. Those of us whose parents have left this world, oh, may Allah, unki bi maghfirat farmaha. Ya Allah, make the qabr a rawdatun min riyad al-jannah. Do not make it a put of jahannam. Ya Allah, unko bakhsh de. Unki maghfirat farma. Unki maghfirat farma. When our time comes to leave the world, make us leave the world with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma al-iman. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. يلا غائبين حاضرين سب کی دعا قبول فرما. امت کی مغفرت فرما. يلا امت پریشان ہے پریشانی دور فرما. يلا all those who requested duas tonight, ya Allah, so many people phoned and asked and requested, so many people are sick and going for operations in hospitals, may Allah, the last few days of Ramadan they're spending in this condition. Oh may Allah, tu shafi hai, give them complete shifa. All of us, whatever ailments, diseases we have, give us complete shifa, ya Allah. And all our brothers, ya Allah, whatever desires they have, especially those who have come here tonight, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever gham, pareshani they have got that is worrying them, that is melting them, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever pareshani we have, ya Allah, remove that pareshani. Whether it is a financial problem, a social problem, a domestic problem, whatever the taklif may be, that hardship, ya Allah. Remove that hardship completely, may Allah. Completely, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah become pleased with us. Give us best of this dunya and akhirat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati imma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.